Bachem, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hay 4-5. The Mishnah has two separate topics. The first talks about offerings, sacrificial offerings, that are brought by non-Jews. Now, the rule is that the temple will indeed accept an offering brought by a non-Jew, specifically if it's an ola to be burned. Non-Jews can't bring shlomim and the like, but ola, yes. So it says the Mishnah, Kadshei Goyim, the sacrifices that are brought by non-Jews, Ein Chayavin Aleim Mishum Pigel, Noser V'Tameh. The restrictions of pigel, nosar and tamei, pigel, chutz thoughts, nosar are left over past the deadline. So for an ola, that would mean if you don't burn all the materials by the end of the day, that day it's brought. Tamei, the prohibition against eating a korban when one is tamei or when it is tamei, and you're not supposed to eat an ola at all. But if you do, in a state of tumah, so when it comes to normal, regular korbanos from Jews, pigel, noser, and tamei, I'll carry the penalty of karas, but that's not applicable at all when it comes to Gentile korbanos, says the Mishnah, according to Rav Meir, we'll see in a second. And also, v'shochatan b'chutz pater, one who slaughters or offers a korban for a non-Jew outside of the temple courtyard, is not subject to the lav, again, according to this Tana. Normally, the rule is that there's no permissibility of bringing korbanos outside of the temple courtyard. Slaughtering it to shchutei chutz, offering it outside is forbidden, but that lav doesn't apply to non-Jews' korbanos, says our Tana, says the Mishnah, it's divrei Reb Meir, Reb Meir's opinion. The Gemara actually has it being Rabbi Shimon, and in fact, that seems to be the Kriyat Girsa from other places as well, so Rabbi Shimon's shita is, it just doesn't apply to non-Jews. How Rabbi Yossi Machai, Rabbi Yossi says, yes, it does apply. He says, there's no difference really between korbanos that a Jew or non-Jew brings, and therefore there is karas for pigel, nosar, and tame, when it comes to non-Jewish korbanos. There's also a law of a prohibition against slaughtering a korban for non-Jew outside of the temple precincts. And the halacha really essentially follows Rabbi Yossi. Now, second of all, we have a new point here, which is going back to Mishnah Gimel. We said that there's no pigel when it comes to things that themselves don't have a matir. The question is, what's with nosar and tame? So says the Mishnah, Devarim she'ein chayav aleihem mishum pigel, even if there's no prohibition of pigel, that the applicability of pigel for eating it, there's no karas penalty, because these things don't have a matir, or they are the matir. Remember, we're talking about the blood, the incense, the mincha of a kohen, and so on. So these things, chayav aleihem mishum nosar, mishum tamei, chutz min adam. There's still an applicability of the other two of the three that chiyav karas, meaning there's no pigel issue, but there is no sar. If you leave over the mincha past the time, or the lavona past the time, etc., so then if one eats that, he is chayav karas, is no sar. Also, tame, if a person eats it when he's tame, he'll be chayav karas like, or if he eats it when it is tame. Chutz min adam, the one exception is on the list from Mishnah Gimel, was blood itself. Blood, because of psukim, is exempt from pigel, no sar, and tame. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, bedavar shadarkan le'achel. He says he limits it just to things that are food, that are edible. Aval kagon ha'etzim v'lavona v'akatora. Some of that items on the list aren't edible at all. So lavona, the incense, the frankincense, those are meant to be burned. You can't eat them. They're not really food. And katoris is the incense burned on the altar. Again, not really food. As far as the etzim goes, the Mishnah didn't list in the previous Mishnah Gimel there. But etzim would be, you can bring etzim to be burned as an offering or the company your korban. Again, it's wood, not edible. So according to Rabbi Shimon, if you would eat the wood or the lavona or the katoris, ein chayav aleihem mishum tumah. Even if you're a tameh, you're not chayav for eating them in a state of tumah because they're not really food, they're excluded. Halacha, however, the Tanakhama holds, yes, you are. Yes, you are chayav. In theory, if you would eat katoris in a state of tumah, you'd be liable to karas. As far as the halacha lamaisa, so the Rambam says, indeed, if it's not edible, it's not subject to chiyav karas, eat it in a state of tumah. However, the Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, yes, you are. So it's machlokas rishonim, how we paskin.